Lesson 8. Offering help. 2. Part A. Micro-listening. Numbers. Cardinals.
Drill 1. Listen carefully. You will hear 10 sentences. In each sentence, there is a cardinal number. Remember the number and write it down in the brackets.
1. John bought 2 new caps.
2. The jacket costs $40.
3. Jane was 15 minutes late for class.
4. Tim wears size 38.
5. It takes 50 hours to get to Hong Kong by train.
6. The temperature is 89 degrees Fahrenheit.
7. We must finish the test in 75 minutes.
8. Mr. Wells has 33 novels.
9. Carol got 88 on the last test.
10. Sam has written 4 letters to his friends. Drill 2. You will hear 5 telephone numbers. Listen carefully and write them down. Use a hyphen after the first 3 digits. For example, 387-1024.
1. 753-1929.
2. 664-1392.
3. 406-3239.
4. 558-8966.
5. 167-6752. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. Can you help us? Now listen to the dialogue.
Good evening, sir, madame. A table for 2?
No, thank you. But we have a small problem. Can you help us?
Sure. What can I do for you?
We are looking for a hotel. Are there any hotels near here?
Yes, there are some hotels in this street. The nearest one is next to the bank. It's quite modern.
Do you think there are any inexpensive ones nearby? We are leaving tomorrow morning.
Yes. Drive west for about 2 minutes and you will find a gray building on the right side. It's a traditional family-style hotel, very comfortable, and the price is quite reasonable.
It sounds nice. Thank you very much for your help.
That's all right.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good evening, sir. Madame, a table for 2?
No, thank you. But we have a small problem. Can you help us?
Sure. What can I do for you?
We are looking for a hotel. Are there any hotels near here?
Yes, there are some hotels in this street. The nearest one is next to the bank. It's quite modern.
Do you think there are any inexpensive ones nearby? We are leaving tomorrow morning.
Yes. Drive west for about 2 minutes and you will find a gray building on the right side. It's a traditional family-style hotel, very comfortable, and the price is quite reasonable.
It sounds nice. Thank you very much for your help.
That's all right.
Question number one. What are the man and woman looking for?
Question number two. Whom did the man and woman ask for help?
Question number three. Where could the man and woman find a hotel they needed?
Question number four. When did the conversation take place?
Question number five. Where did the conversation most likely take place?
Exercise two. Listen to the dialogue again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Good evening, sir, madam. A table for two?
No, thank you. But we have a small problem. Can you help us?
Sure. What can I do for you?
We are looking for a hotel. Are there any hotels near here?
Yes, there are some hotels in this street. The nearest one is next to the bank. It's quite modern.
Do you think there are any inexpensive ones nearby? We are leaving tomorrow morning.
Yes. Drive west for about 2 minutes and you will find a gray building on the right side. It's a traditional family-style hotel, very comfortable, and the price is quite reasonable.
It sounds nice. Thank you very much for your help.
That's all right.
Number one. The man and woman lost their way in a new place.
Number two. The man and woman wanted a nearby hotel.
Number three. The modern hotel the waiter suggested might be an expensive one.
Number four. The man and woman stayed at the family-style hotel that night, though the price was high.
Number five. A comfortable hotel isn't always expensive. Passage. Can we help you? Now listen to the passage.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones very seldom go out in the evening. But last Saturday, Mrs. Jones said to her husband, "There's a good film at the cinema tonight. Can we go and see it?" They came out of the cinema at 11 o'clock, got into their car, and began driving home. It was quite dark. Then, Mrs. Jones said, "Look, Bill, a woman is running along the road, very fast. And a man's running after her. Can you see them?" Mr. Jones said, "Yes, I can." He drove the car slowly near the woman and said to her, "Can we help you?" "No, thank you," the woman said, but she did not stop running. "My husband and I always run home after the cinema, and the slower one washes the dishes at home."
Exercise 1. Listen to the story and write T, true, or F, false, in the brackets for each statement you hear.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones very seldom go out in the evening. But last Saturday, Mrs. Jones said to her husband, There's a good film at the cinema tonight. Can we go and see it? They came out of the cinema at 11 o'clock, got into their car, and began driving home. It was quite dark. Then Mrs. Jones said, "Look, Bill, a woman is running along the road very fast, and a man's running after her. Can you see them?" Mr. Jones said, "Yes, I can." He drove the car slowly near the woman and said to her, "Can we help you?" "No, thank you," the woman said, but she did not stop running. "My husband and I always run home after the cinema, and the slower one washes the dishes at home."
Number 1. Mr. and Mrs. Jones often stayed at home in the evening.
Number 2. Mr. Jones suggested that they go to the cinema that evening.
Number 3. The man ran faster than the woman.
Number 4. Mr. Jones wanted to give the woman a lift in his car.
Number 5. Neither the man nor the woman wanted to be the last to get home because it was quite dark.
Exercise 2. Listen to the story again and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones very seldom go out in the evening. But last Saturday, Mrs. Jones said to her husband, "There's a good film at the cinema tonight. Can we go and see it?" They came out of the cinema at 11 o'clock, got into their car, and began driving home. It was quite dark. Then Mrs. Jones said, "Look, Bill, a woman is running along the road very fast, and a man's running after her. Can you see them?" Mr. Jones said, "Yes, I can." He drove the car slowly near the woman and said to her, "Can we help you?" "No, thank you," the woman said, but she did not stop running. "My husband and I always run home after the cinema, and the slower one washes the dishes at home."
This is the end of Lesson 8.